Fifth Perek of Shviz, Mishnah Gimel. This mission is discussing a halacha pertaining to leafy vegetables. The halacha is that vegetables that grew on Shemitah and were picked after Shemitah, then we go by the time it was picked, and they're considered peiros of the year after Shemitah, and they do not have kedusha shviz. Yerokos always go by the time it was picked. It was planted before Shemitah and it was harvested on Shemitah, and it's considered the fruit of Shemitah. You always go by the time it was harvested. So over here you have this luch sha'ovra lov shviz. You have this onion type vegetable which started, grew on Shemitah, and it passed through after Shemitah. Now the Mefarshim explain, we're talking about a case where in Shemitah itself it was uprooted, so that's considered as picked on Shemitah and it had Kedusha Shviz, and afterwards he left it there and it took root again and grew more leaves after Shemitah. So now after Shemitah you have a mixture of some leaves that grew on Shemitah, some leaves that grew afterwards. So Rabbi Lezer Oymer, Im Lok Tu Aniyim Es Olav Lokus. If the Aniyim picked the leaves on Shemitah itself, so whether they picked the guys for themselves, and the Mefarshim say we're talking about after a Zman Dir, after a certain period of time, which we will learn more about later, but after this period of time, he holds only the Aniyim, only the poor people allowed to eat it. And whatever they pick. In Lav, they didn't pick it on Shemitah, they let it grow after Shemitah, so now we have a mixture of some of the leaves were Shemitah leaves and some of the leaves opposed Shemitah leaves. Yatsu Cheshbon Aniyim. The Baal Bayis should pick it and make a Cheshbon how much grew after Shemitah, after before. Before, and according to that ratio, gives back to the Aniyim. Rabbi Shua Amar, Im Loktu Aniyim Es Olov, he says that if the Aniyim picked the leaves in Shemitah, Loktu, they got it. In Lav, if they didn't pick in Shemitah, Ein Aniyim Olov Cheshbon, then he doesn't have to give it to the Aniyim, because he holds that after Bir, even the Ashirim are allowed to eat the fruit of the land. So the Mela, we're talking about it went past the time of Bir, and the Yeshua holds that the Baal Bayis can take it for himself or give it to other Ashirim.